The Sooner State. We're in Miami, Oklahoma for Grizzly basketball tonight. Our only game this week as the Grizzlies take on the number 18 team in the nation in Division I NJCAA, the Norsemen from Northeast Oklahoma A&M. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Dylan Groves is back in the studio, and we've got a tall order on our hands tonight. As I was talking to Jared Fay, this NEO team is not only ranked number 18, but they also have a very good roster, mainly transfer kids from last year's team that was very good. They lost almost everyone, but they have done what all good programs do. They reloaded for this year, and they have on their team quite possibly the most sought-after junior college player in the country. He is a point guard. His name is Jimma James. He is 6'6". He is a sophomore guard from Canada, and he is good. He didn't play in the game they lost to Butler County the other night. I'm sure that would have made some difference. But the starting five for the Norsemen outside of James don't put up big numbers, but they've got kids coming off the bench that can certainly add on, like Demarion Van Kelly, who was the Region 2 Player of the Week from this past week. And again, he doesn't even start. The Grizzlies will go with a little different look tonight after they won 68-61 against Swick at Moberly the other day. The starting five, the Grizzlies will have Sean Glass in the starting lineup instead of Zaheem Jackson. Otherwise, it'll be pretty much the same starting five that we've seen for the most part over the past few games. It's the Grizzlies and the Norsemen, and we'll come back with the starting lineups and the tip in 1 minute. Make that 2 minutes here on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, the starters for this basketball game. First of all, for the Grizzlies, again, Sean Glass will be in the starting lineup tonight. Sean is a freshman. He is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The other four have started recent games. Urchi Hanami, sophomore from Canada. Also, Lionel Kamwimba in the post from the Congo, Javian Downey from Canada, Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock, Arkansas. This game's underway. The Grizzlies will be in the blue with the red trim and white numerals. The Norsemen have the basketball. They have it slapped away and stolen right off the bat. Up ahead, Urchi Hanami lost the ball. The Grizzlies turn it right back over. Front court, left side. Long three is launched and good. That's Ronyo Obu. And he makes it 3-0. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds at midcourt. Grizzlies trying to break the press. The Norsemen are a long team. When your point guard is 6'6", that tells you something. You get to the starters in a minute, and here's the ball dribbled out of bounds on the inbound pass. Sean Glass dribbled it off his left foot and out of bounds in the corner. Two turnovers, two possessions. Grizzlies trail it 3-0. Jared Fay said that this may be the best team we play all year. That got my attention. Top of the circle. Step through, kick to the right corner. They'll hold it there with Patrick Prince. Three ball on the wing, no good. It's tipped up, controlled by the Norsemen. Double team underneath. Shot put back, no good. Rebound, line will make that Javian Downey. Javian from right to left in the blue. Step through on the drive, right hand scoop is good. Javian Downey doing what he does very well, getting to the basket. And Javian makes it a 3-2 ball game. The Norsemen are 3-1, and all their games have been relatively close. No gap bigger than 8 points. Jimma James, a 6'6 sophomore from Windsor, Ontario. Ronyo Obo, a 6'4 sophomore from Houston, Texas. Now shot in the right corner for a three. No good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker on the weak side. Buddy Hammer, 6'7 sophomore, Westville, Oklahoma. Drive down the lane again by Javian. This time he gets swatted out of bounds by Patrick Prince. Patrick Prince is a 6'7 sophomore from Augusta, Georgia. And Albert Wilson, a 6'6 sophomore from Cleveland, Ohio. They are huge. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front. Now on the wing. Urji Hanami with it. Northman playing zone. Bounce pass over to Sean Glass. 13 on the shot clock. Riley with a three ball. No good. Rebound, and there's Lionel Kumwemba out dueling two white shirts. Left corner three is no good. Rebound tip kept alive by Riley Whitaker. Riley wraparound to Urji in the middle. Puts it up off the back iron and good, and the Grizzlies take the lead 4-3. Urji Hanami with his first basket. 4-3 game. That's the post. Turnaround shot's an air ball, but saved from going out of bounds by the Norsemen. On the key all the way. Here's a drive, and up no good. Blocking foul on Lionel Kumwemba as Jimma James took it to the basket. And you're not going to get any calls against Jimma James driving to the basket. I can tell you that already. Lionel Kumwemba with the first foul of the ball game. Jimma James, the free throw shooter, the first try, spins off, no good. What a feather in the cap early in the season if you could come down here and beat a top 25 team. A lot of work to do, though. Next free throw is good. Jimma James has his first point of the ball game. Full court pressure on the Grizzlies. They get it in the backcourt to Glass. Now Whitaker has it. Riley on the dribble, up ahead, bad pass to Urji, out of bounds. Urji was coming back to the ball from the front court, but Riley's pass was wide and went out of bounds, so three turnovers, tie game at 4. Grizzlies go to zone, or in a zone. They would be very hard to guard man-to-man, although we'll probably have to at some point. Pull-up shot, back iron, no good. Rebound, Javian Downey high above the crowd for the board. And back from right to left comes Sean Glass. Feet inside, Lionel Kumwemba gets it outside. Back out to the left point, Javian Downey. Grizzlies and the Norsemen are tied at 4-4. Urji, top of the circle, pulls it back. Gives it back outside now to Sean Glass with 11 on the shot clock. Screen goes right, now left, reach in, foul call, and that'll be on Jimma James. First personal foul on him, first foul against the Norsemen. And how they came up with a nickname like the Norsemen, here in Middle America. I've always wondered that. Riley Whitaker plays the ball inbounds, 20 on the shot clock, gets it in to Sean Glass. Glass is being guarded by James. Well, that's a tough matchup for Sean. To the baseline, kicks it back outside. Urgy has it. Looks, layup good. Urgy fakes the pass to Riley on the drive out on the wing and just tucked it away and took it in. Urgy Hanami makes it 6-4 Grizzlies. On the right side, James to the baseline, back out in the corner. On the side, James has it, cuts down the lane, gets cut off, feeds it. Now a little drive to the paint, lost his balance, shot up, blocked by Lionel Kumwimba, but he's going to be called for a foul, and that'll be his second. And that means we'll get Jaden Roach in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Jaden, 6'6 freshman from Miramar, Florida, comes in. He is coming along very, very well. Media timeout with 15:56 to play in the first half with your score. The Grizzlies 6 and Northeast Oklahoma A&M 4. Back in 1 minute on KUW.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back to play with the Grizzlies leading the Norsemen from Northeast Oklahoma. 6-4, free throw try is up and good by Patrick Prince. Six, five game. Next try, good. Tied up at 6. In the backcourt, the Grizzlies, they have substituted outside of Roach. It's still the starting 5. Up ahead, Glass in the middle of the court. Hanami, over it goes to Downey, all the way in. Scoop shot up, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. A blocking foul will be the call on the Norsemen, trying to get the charge on the drive, and that'll be on Buddy Hammer. Buddy Hammer, a 6'7 sophomore from Westville, Oklahoma, draws that one. And Javian Downey to the free throw line. Javian really came along and gave the Grizzlies some good minutes in the second half of the season last year. He had some injury trouble. This year he has started healthy, and the first free throw here is good. He started healthy this year and has played extremely well the last 3 games. He stands at the line, wearing number 11 on his back, bounces twice, puts it up, and it's going to be no good. Rebound, though, the Grizzlies have it. Sean Glass over to Urgy with a long 3 on the wing. That's an air ball picked up inside, though, by Roach. He goes up with the shot. That's short. Hustle for the basketball, and Whitaker gets it. Grizzlies keep it. At the point, down the lane, all the way. Scoop shot good by J.B. and Downey. That draws the Grizzly bench to their feet. So it's 9-6 Grizzly. Out front, Jimma James. A 6-6 point guard. Here's the shot from the left wing for 3. No good. It's rebounded, though, by Hammer. He gets it inside to the postman. He puts it up off the board and good. Albert Wilson, the first basket. Now a long pass up the floor. Jaden Roach ahead of the field, goes up, lays it up, no good, and the ball is taken away by James. He has it stolen from behind by Downey. Downey coast to coast all the way. Puts it up, no good, but he got fouled on the drive off the NEO turnover. And that'll be against Albert Wilson, the postman. Second team foul on NEO. First foul on Albert Wilson. Two more free throws here for Javian Downey. 9-8 score, Grizzlies by two. Free throw is good. I have been most places where we play basketball, but I had never been to northeastern Oklahoma before. This facility is relatively small, but it has chairback seating. And even though it's fairly old, it really looks good. Next free throw try, no good. Rebound to the corner. Hammer has it for NEO, and now they'll bring it up the floor with a 10-8 game. At the right point, Seth Fitzgerald to the high post. Out of the right wing, they'll drive baseline, lean in, shoot the shot, no good. Put back by Hammer, blocked, partially blocked, tried to dunk it, two-on-one break, beat it up ahead. Downey lays it up and good on a great feed from Erzi Hanami. Javian got hit in the face on the shot, and he is still at the other end of the floor. They'll fire a long three, and that's good, and we'll get a whistle to stop play and check on Javian down here. So it's a three by Damarian Van Kelly, Region 2 Player of the Week last week, knocks in a three ball. Javian seems to be relatively fine. Jake Sage is going to check in for Javian. And we'll also get Blaine Harris in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage, 6'1 freshman from Springfield Kickapoo. Blaine Harris, 6'5 freshman from Cape Girardeau. Grizzlies bring it up. Also, Ryan Fitzgerald in the game, or Ryan Richardson in the ballgame from Hollywood, Florida. 6'5 sophomore. Down the key all the way. Here's a scoop shot partially blocked out of bounds as Erzi took it to the basket and had it blocked away. Brian Richardson on the inbound play for the Grizzlies. Lob pass out front. Erzi has it, gets it over to Jake in the left corner. Ryan's wide open with a three. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Norsemen. They come back the other way. They're always looking to go with the ball. Here's a drive. No good. Wild shot up back top of the backboard. And now back the other direction. Left side. Jake with a long three in the corner. No good. Rebound, though. Erzi goes up. Bolts it up there and good. Erzi Unami's got six of the team's 14. It's 14-11. They'll play it way out right side now to the right point. Dribble down the lane. Seth Fitzgerald. He back down on Erzi. Baseline follow away jump shot. Good. That's just a good shot. You can't do much about that. You say, good shot. Hope you miss the next one, though. 14-13. Down the lane to the right side. Erzi Hanami puts it on the floor, has it tipped away, and now scramble for it, and it's stolen. Two-on-one break. Alley-oop and a dunk. Buddy Hammer hammered it down with two hands, 15-14. 15-14, 12:35 to go in the first half. Rapidly moving first half. At the point, Jake Sage. Back over to Ryan Richardson. Hollywood puts it on the floor, had it knocked away and stolen. Grizzlies turn it over for the fifth time. Now a whistle coming down the floor. We'll have a foul on the Grizzlies, Blaine Harris. Thirteenth foul on the Grizzlies. Hammer will come out of the lineup. Here's the inbound play from underneath. They'll float it outside with Damarian Van Kelly. Drives up, no good, but he got fouled as he came in from the left wing, went down the middle of the key, through contact. And I didn't see who they call that on. I didn't even see a signal through the scorer's table. Free throw, first try is good by Damarian Van Kelly. Norseman. 12:08 to go, first half. We got another media timeout coming up here in about 2 minutes. Next try is no good. Rebound, Ethan Smith in the game for the Grizzlies. 6'8" sophomore from Laurel, Maryland. In the corner, Jake Sage. Back outside, Downey, high post. Ethan Smith puts it on the floor. Feeds it across. Blaine Harris with an up fake. Steps over, shoots a three. Got it blocked. Late call, and a foul is going to be the call on the Norseman, Damarian Van Kelly. Oh, boy, that was late. Now we're going to get the media timeout. They're going to go ahead and take it here with 11:51 to go in the first half. A minute timeout for us with the Grizzlies trailing NEO by a score of 16-14. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
11 minutes, 51 seconds left in the first half of this game from Miami, Oklahoma. For a short drive down the Little Rogers Turnpike from Joplin. Free throw shooter for the Grizzlies, Blaine Harris, will shoot the first one good. He'll get three. 16-15. Blaine Harris from Cape Girardeau. Next one too hard. No good. Bend your knees a little bit, son. This one will go in. Next try is good. And he did. Two out of three for Blaine Harris from the line. This game is tied at 16. Norseman in the white with the gold and blue trim. Here's a shot for three at the point. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Richardson. The Grizzlies come up the floor. Dish it over to Ryan at the point on the left wing now. He'll look left. Now look right. Man-to-man defense by the Norseman. Now on the right side to the corner on the wing to the corner. Jake Sage has it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles across at the point. Open shot. Ethan Smith passed it up. Spins to the middle. Goes up. Scoop shot is no good. Too strong. And the rebound pulled away by the Norseman with Chris Mason, 6'7" freshman from Tulsa. Tie game at 16, 11:04 to go. The pace of this game is probably pretty good for us. Pass inside. Oh, good feed from the point. Ronyo Abu passed inside to Mason. It was wide open under the basket. And he has his first two. Here's a drive by Richardson. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. Because he got double teamed underneath. So it'll be Norseman ball in the backcourt. Pass inside. They get it to Mason again over the top. He catches and lays it in. So 10:20 to go in the half. Grizzlies down by four. 20-16. This is the biggest lead for either team so far. Out front, Jaden Downey has it. He's out there with Jake Sage. Brian Richardson, here's a drive all the way. No good. Another foul, though. Boy, Javian is beating his guy off the dribble. He's beating him like a rug. Chris Mason, who was not guarding Javian, but he defended the basket through the foul. Javian Downey at the line. Two out of four so far, and he has 8 points. He'll shoot twice with 10:01 to go in the half. Jaden Roach, here's the free throw, good. One more try for Javian. And now Sean Glass back in for Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, Jaden Roach, Blaine Harris, and the shooter, Javian Downey. I don't know what the deal is, but schools have quit putting individual fouls up on the board. I haven't been to a place yet that does that this year. Next free throw, no good. So 1 out of 2, 3 out of 6 so far in the game for Javian, 20-17. Lob low block. They get it to Mason. He's guarded by Jaden Roach. Jaden is strong enough to hold him off. Now here's a turn shot, no good. Rebound, it's a floorboard. It hits the deck, picked up by Blaine Harris. Sean Glass, who hasn't had a good look yet tonight. See if we can get him something here, maybe. Javian Downey will circle out front. 17 on the shot clock, stolen. Knocked away. Here comes a dunk at the other end. Damarian Van Kelly has 6 off the bench. 22-17 down the key. Down the wing, Ryan Richardson. In the lane, leans in. Pump fake, goes up, nope, kicks it outside. Blaine Harris on the wing, Richardson in the key. Dishes inside off the hand of Jaden Roach and out of bounds. Jaden says, man, you got to shoot the ball when you get. Jaden was going for the rebound as Ryan was driving in. So we're down to 8:56 in counting in the first half. Grizzlies have turned it over 6 times here in the first half. 2 for the Norsemen on the block. Hammers turns inside, guarded by Roach, turns, blocks the ball. That's going to be Grizzly basketball. He tried to make a quick move to his left, and the ball flew out of his hands and out of bounds. Sean Glass up the right sideline. Wrap around over to J.D. and Downey. Long pass up ahead. Roach gets it, puts it up. Good! Foul on the play, and the basket counts. The Grizzlies beat that press with a long pass from midcourt to underneath, and Jaden Roach. Patrick Prince will get called for the foul. The basket for Jaden Roach is good, and he'll get a free throw to go along with it. That makes it 22-19. That was a big basket. And now Jaden Roach will have a chance to make it a 2-point game. And it's in and out. No good. 22-19. One possession game. Jimma James out front. They kick it over now to the right point. Braden Lloyd is in the lineup at a guard for the Norsemen. In the corner, James has an up fake against Sean Glass, turns baseline, leans in, forced shot, no good. High in the air and above the rim for the rebound was Jaden Roach. Grizzlies back, wide open in the left corner. Riley's got a three, it's too hard, air ball. And he's going to hear it from the student section. Long from the left wing for three, and that's good. Marion Van Kelly off the bench. Now has 9. 25-19, their biggest scorers come off the bench. Ergy goes up, floats, shoots, no good. Rebound, James, here they come on the break, 3-on-2. Left wing pass, catch, shot for 3, no good. But a foul will be called on Javian Downey on the shot. So it'll be 3 shots. 25-19. Ethan Smith will come in for Jaden Roach. We get a whistle. And we're going to get the under-8 media timeout with the scores. The Norsemen 25, the Grizzlies 19, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jared Bay described this Northeast Oklahoma team possibly the best team we see all year. And so far we're hanging with them, 25-19. And the free throw shooter is Demarion Van Kelly. He's a scorer off the bench. Free throw is good. He'll get two more. Next try is good. Can he get the hat trick here? Yes. 4 out of 5 from the line for Van Kelly. Sean Glass out. Jake Sage will come in. Backcourt pressure. The Grizzlies with Riley Whitaker, Javian Downey, Urji Hanami, Ethan Smith, and Jake Sage. And now a bad pass thrown away as Riley Whitaker up the right sideline, intended for Urji Hanami, sailed out of bounds. That pass was way too hard. There's only about 15 feet between them. And that one up the vapor trail. 28-19, getting into a tough spot here. Right side, lob it inside to Hammer. Picks the pass outside. Backs down, goes in, whistle, blocking foul. And the basket counts. Riley Whitaker tried to draw a charge, but he's called for bodying up against him. Riley with a foul, his first. Bucket for Hammer is his second. He'll get one free throw. 30-19. I can tell you this. We do not match up very well with this bunch at all. Free throw is good. Twelve, the biggest lead. Up the left sideline, Jake Sage gets it back to Urji. Now Javian Downey has it. They're playing zone now. To the high post, knocked away, picked up by Riley Whitaker. Now out to the point. Jake Sage, open three ball, good. They left him wide open. That'll be the last time that happened today. Here's a bad pass at the other end, stolen by Downey. Up ahead, whistle, and a charging foul in the backcourt on Javian Downey. After the steal, the Norseman set up for a charge about 2 feet from him as he started up the floor. And Javian Downey, that hurts. That's his second foul. Off the turnover, we had a dunk at the other end. But instead, it'll be Norseman basketball in the front court with 6:28 to go in the first half. Grizzly halftime coming up. We'll talk about big news with the volleyball team. And at the end of the game, the Don's Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies. Down the key, Jimmy James leans in, walked with the ball, got away with it, missed the shot, got it back, and now picked up by the Grizzlies, slapped away. Javian Downey found the back court. That's going to be on zero, and that's Jimmy James. Second foul on him now with 6:09 to go in the half. They may take him out. Well, we have a sub, but it's not going to be for the Norsemen. It'll be Ryan Richardson checking back in for the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith, Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, Riley Whitaker, and the shooter again, Javian Downey. This will be his seventh free throw attempt in the first half. And it's good. So far, Javian has made one, missed one, made one, missed one, made one, missed one. He made that one. Let's hope we can break that trend here. Free throw number 8 for Javian Downey, 31-23. Good. Jonathan White will come into game 4. Javian Downey. Jonathan, a 6'1 freshman from Columbia, South Carolina. Bring the ball up. That's the point. Braden Lloyd for the Norsemen. Popping out to get it. They'll drive it down the key. A hanging shot is up and good. Tough shot made by Patrick Prince. Drove down the right side of the key and leaned back with his left hand and got the ball to fall off the side iron. Whistle in the backcourt. 10-second call on the Grizzlies. We've got Riley Whitaker in the middle of the floor bringing that ball up with two guys on the wing, but that's not working. Lloyd at the point. Now out front, they'll weave a little with Marion Van Kelly. Gets the screen, goes to the right. Free throw line, step back. Here's Hammer for a long three. That's no good. Rebound, Ryan Richardson has it for the Grizzlies. Well, maybe we can cut it back to 7 here. Bounce pass underneath, bad pass. Stolen away, back to come the other way. 10th turnover in the first half on the Grizzlies. And a travel out front on the Norsemen on Buddy Hammer. Catching the pass and did a little dance. And got down tonight, but called for a walk. All right, Jonathan gets it up the floor. Jake Sage, one bounce, shoots a three from the wing, and it's good. Jake Sage, he's a sharp shooting dude. And he knocks that one in for the second time from three-point range, and that tightens it up, 33-27. Good job by the Grizzlies to respond here. Here's a shot from the left point by Van Kelly, no good. Ball is loose on the deck. Players diving after it. Grizzlies get it with Jonathan White. Jonathan is quick up the right side. Harris to the corner. Pass deflected and stolen, and a foul as the ball was knocked away. Blaine Harris will be called for the foul. It'll be a 1-1 at the other end. Against Swick last Saturday, we had a grand total of 12 turnovers. We have 11 with 4:35 to go in the first half. The shooter is Braden Hall. First try, good. This will be the 13th free throw attempt for NEO in the first half. 34-27. Next one, good. Braden Lloyd makes two, full court, 2-2-1 pressure. Pass in the middle, the Grizzlies break it quickly. In the corner, Jake Sage, a quick shot, that ball's blocked. Oh, that should have been a violation. Guy blocked the shot, went out of bounds, and he was the first one to touch it. Now a charge at the other end. Wow, did they miss that. The guy that blocked Jake Sage's shot, and that last foul call on Albert Wilson, that'll be his second. The player blocked the shot, went out of bounds. No one else touched the basketball, and he circled back in bounds and took off with it. That should have been a violation. In the backcourt, Riley Whitaker up the right side. Jonathan White on the dribble up ahead. Smith in the left corner. Fakes the shot. Now back outside it goes. Richardson out front, top of the circle, down the key all the way, lays it up and good. Ryan Richardson, aggressive to the basket. as his first basket, 35-29. 3:50 to play in the half. Pass in the middle, ball knocked away, and stolen. Ethan Smith got a hand on it. And the Norsemen with their sixth turnover. Front court, Riley Whitaker gets it over. Now screens for Ryan Richardson. Down the key, all the way, kicks it to the far corner. Ethan Smith's got a three look. No good. Far side rebound is pulled down by the Norsemen. Kick it to the corner. Bad pass. And it's lost out of bounds, though. Jake Sage intercepted it, but was going full speed down the floor and fumbled the ball out of bounds. Never did really have possession of it. It'll be Norseman ball. Final media timeout of the half, 3:17 to go in the first half with the score. The Grizzlies trail NEO 35-29. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jeremy Jackson and his 18th-ranked Norseman from NEO lead this game 35-29, 3:17 to go in the first half. From Miami, Oklahoma tonight, Grizzlies in the blue, Norseman in the white. Here's the inbound play. They'll lob it out front. We'll play it inbounds to Patrick Prince. On the wing, back to Prince at the point. Down the key, dish off underneath, got away with a walk. Lay-in is up and good by Chris Mason. He has six off the bench, and now we get a travel in the backcourt. Against the Grizzlies, Ryan Richardson called for the walk. We haven't handled this press very well. Erji Hunami is in the game for the Grizzlies, and he comes in for Jake Sage. Nope. Here's Riley Whitaker. Inside, Mason forces it up between two players and gets it in. He's got eight off the bench now. Grizzlies will have Jalen Heisen in the ballgame now. Now another travel in the front court as the Grizzlies broke the time count. Erji Hunami's called for the walk as he just got over the timeline. 10-point game, 39-29. Cut it down to six a little while ago. Out to 10. Mason in the middle. Bangs goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. Jalen Heisen will be called for his first foul. Jalen is a 6'6 freshman from Trinidad and Tobago. Free throw. First try. Good. So Mason's got nine off the bench for them. Kelly's got 12 off the bench for them. Next free throw, also good. Inbound play with Richardson. NEO will back up on the press a little bit. They'll break the press now. Richardson circles back outside. 41-29. Norseman lead the Grizzlies. First half down to 2:10 to play. Sage gets the screen, dribbles left, top of the circle. Gets it outside. Richardson with an up fake, dribbles in. Far side, in the corner, White on the dribble, dishes inside, whistle and a charge. Jonathan drove the left baseline, dished it into the lane, and got called for trucking a NEO defender. Jonathan White picks up his first foul. Jaden Roach will come in for Jalen Heisen. Grizzlies have Urji Hanami, Jaden Roach, Jonathan White, Ryan Richardson at the front of the zone, and Jake Sage on the wing. Shot in the left corner for a three. No good. Long rebound taken by Ryan Richardson, and we should have took off with that. We had some numbers, but held it up. Richardson down the key all the way. Left-hand layup, partially blocked, picked up by Jaden Roach inside. Goes up, tried to block, tried to dunk it, and he got fouled on the play. Well, he didn't make the dunk. Well, I'll tell you what. Love to see that out of one of your 6'6 kids. He's got the ball a foot in the basket. Heck with this. I'm going to dunk it. Block this. And he got fouled, so he'll shoot two. First free throw for Jaden Roach is no good. It rims off. Sean Glass back in for the Grizzlies. This will be our 14th attempt at the line, and it is no good. And really, neither is our free throw shooting. We're 9. Is that right? No. We are 7 out of 14. Left wing, 3 ball, no good. Rims off. Rebounded by Urji Hanami. Up the left side, Jonathan White. 41-29, 1:13 to go in the half. Down the key all the way. Right-hand runner, no good. Tip long, picked up by Urji Hanami. He kicks it to the corner. Sean Glass with an up fake. Fade away from 17 is good. Sean Glass from the right side. Inside the three-point line. He was our Don's Auto Service player of the game the last time out. 10-point game, 41-31, 52 seconds and counting in the half. Lloyd out front gets it to the point. Now on the left wing, nearly lost out of bounds. Now pass back to the corner to Kelly. Shot clock at 10. Right wing. Down the key, lost the ball, kicks it out. 4 on the shot clock. 3 ball, left corner is no good, but the rebound pulled down by NEO. The putback, no good. Ryan Richardson gets the rebound. 26 seconds to go in the half. Urji in the corner. Jonathan White back to Urji. On the left side, curls over the top, puts up a runner, and it's no good. Rebound comes long, 14 seconds, and NEO has it. The crowd counts it down for him, down the key, and a reach-in foul before the shot or an illegal screen. It is. It's an illegal screen call against Albert Wilson, his third foul. Jake Sage and Riley Whitaker in for the Grizzlies. See if we can get maybe a quick shot off for a three down here at the other end. There's 3.9 showing on the clock. Ryan has it. Here he goes. Got plenty of time. Pull up for about 25. Back for good! And that's the way the first half ends. Ryan Richardson didn't call it, but it still counts three. Ryan finishes the half with 5. And that makes the halftime score a little different. The Grizzlies at the break trail NEO 41-34. Grizzly halftime is up next. It's brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, with a halftime score of 41-34. We'll come back to NEO, and we'll come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire
Tire Store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Fall Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're back here at Northeast Oklahoma A&M at Miami, Oklahoma. And the halftime score, the Grizzlies trail this game by a count of 41-34. I was doing a little addition here. Well, before we'll do that after the next break. We'll take this moment here from the Grizzly halftime to congratulate Patty Fagardo and her terrific volleyball team at Missouri State West Plains. They are going to the national tournament. That was already determined this past weekend. But we now know what things look like in the first round. The Grizzlies got a 10 seed at the national tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee. The tournament will start, I believe it runs November 20th through the 23rd. Grizzlies got the 10 seed. They'll play the number 7 seed, the Wranglers from Odessa, Texas. They'll play at 1 o'clock. And that will be, I believe November the 20th is the date for that. So that's coming up next week. And we wish the Lady Grizzlies all the best. What an incredible year they have enjoyed. I thought that the team that we had at MSU West Plains, the year when we were on probation and couldn't go to the national tournament, the year we won 27, I thought that was the best team that I'd seen play here at MSU West Plains. But I'm having to rethink that. This team this year is just dynamic. And, you know, if they're playing their best, they get into this national tournament, there's no reason they can't win the entire stinking thing. They really could. So we hope things break the right way and that the Grizzlies can get a win in their opening game against Odessa. Meanwhile, back here in Miami, halftime score is 41-34. We'll check the halftime scoring on Grizzly Halftime coming back in 2 minutes on Katie Watt.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Okay. I was answering somebody's question here on my phone. I'll just have to wait until the next break. Both teams are out here after the half. Grizzly shooting to my right. Norseman over here to my left. The statistics from the first half... Scoring-wise, the Grizzlies were led in the first half by Javian Downey, who had 11, 6 for Jake Sage, 6 for Urji Hanami, 5 for Ryan Richardson, 2 each for Sean Glass, Jaden Roach, and Blaine Harris. NEO in the first half, this is the way they operate. Their top scorers, top two scorers in the first half came off the bench. Demarion Van Kelly with 12, 10 for postman Chris Mason. Their star player didn't do anything in the first half. He had 1 point. That's Jimma James. But that was just one half. The Grizzlies turned the ball over 13 times in the first half compared to 7 for NEO. So NEO had 6 more chances to score than the Grizzlies did. And from the free throw line, there's a disparity there. NEO shot 12 out of 14 from the line in the first half, while the Grizzlies were only 7 out of 14. So there's a 5-point difference there. And that makes quite a bit of difference. Instead of a 2-point game, you're looking right now at a 7-point difference, 41 to 34. Here at the break. Next game for the Grizzlies will be a home game. What in the heck is that? We've got a home game next Tuesday. I'll be on the 19th. The Grizzlies will play host to the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport. And we'll have that game here on KDY with the live stream as well. All right, last break. Back in 1 minute with the second half. Coming up here on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Second half, ready to roll. The Grizzlies could sure use a good start here, trailing by 7 at the break. 41-34, starting 5 for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Javian Downey, who had a really good first half, Urji Hanami, and Lionel Kimwemba. And we are ready to go. And Riley Whitaker will throw it back court. Javian Downey has it. And here we go with the second half. From Miami, not Miami. Pass in the corner. Here's Urji with a 3. No good. And the Norseman gets the rebound, a 1-and-done. Up the right side, Ronyo Abu. Pass low block. There's Hammer with it. Grizzlies goes home. Fadeaway jump shot, no good. Long rebound to the right corner. Riley Whitaker has it. Gets it to Sean Glass. Sean has it. Crossover dribble, step back, shoots a 3 from the left. Point good, Sean Glass. He's got five. This is a four-point game, 41-37. Grizzlies play zone, 1-2-2. Over on the right side, now to the point. Abu has it, picked up by Riley Whitaker on the left side. They'll pass it across to Patrick Prince. Now ball lost, stolen, picked up by the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwemba, front court, Sean Glass. Riley with a three on the left wing, no good. Rebound comes off to the weak side, pulled down by Patrick Prince. Up the right sideline now. That would have made it a one-point game. Lob pass to the low block. Hammer has it, guarded by Lionel Kimwemba. Drop step, goes up, pressured, up and under shot, no good. Ball picked up by Whitaker. Hammer fell to the floor, now he can't get up. Pass. Here's Riley underneath. Wraparound corner. Sean Glass. Three ball. No good. Rebound long, and it's going to be chased down by NEO. They go two on one. Pass ahead. Hammer puts it up. Good. He was just standing down here at the other end. They got a two on one break, and Hammer just happened to be standing there. They threw him the ball, and he hobbled off one leg up for the shot. So Buddy Hammer was seven, and he'll have to come out of the ball game. 43-37, Grizzlies trailing by six. Front court, Ergy back to Sean Glass. There's a straight man-to-man. Over on the right sideline now, Javian Downey spins to his right. Down the key, all the way. Haynes shoots, no good. Lionel saved it from going out of bounds, but it goes out of bounds all the same and goes back to NEO. Javian forced that one. Trying to make something happen that wasn't there. 43-37. Over on the right sideline now. Ronyo Abu guarded by Ergy Hanami. High screen, Grizzlies in the 2-3, in the 1-2-2 zone. Pass to the far right side. There's a walk, no call. Down the key, right hand runner is good. Albert Wilson has four, 45-37. We need to put some buckets together here. Two or three in a row, and this would be a very tight contest. Right now, it's an eight-point game. Down the key all the way. Here's Ergy, goes up. Got it partially blocked. Taken away by NEO. They have lots of length to guard the basket. Here's a three ball at the point. No good. Rebound is going to be picked up by the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker up the left side, Javian Downey on the right-hand dribble. All the way through the lane, went in, lost the ball, out of bounds, last touch by NEO. Blaine Harris will check in for the Grizzlies. He'll come in for Riley Whitaker. Ryan Richardson checks in for the Grizzlies for Ergy Hanami. Ryan Richardson, Blaine Harris, Lionel Kimwemba, Sean Glass, and Javian Downey. That's five lob out front. 23 on the shot clock. 45-37, 11 minutes, or 17 minutes to play the ball game. Right side, Sean Glass, another long three. That's off the back iron. Rebounded, Blaine Harris goes up inside and scores. Had a way to go to the board. Blaine Harris has four. 45-39. Out front, Jimma James. Puts it on the floor, puts it on the to the baseline, gets cut off, kicks it outside. Now they'll post inside, and the ball is stolen by the Grizzlies, and Kimwemba throws it in over his head back to Ryan Richardson, and he gets fouled on the play. We are quicker than NEO. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But man alive, they're linked. Crazy. Grizzly basketball down six, 45-39. Avian Downey to Ryan on the right side. Down the key. Stop. Pulls back. Cross-court pass. Sean Glass, left point. Gets the screen. Dribbles right. Now spins back the other way. Puts it on the floor all the way. Wraparound pass to the far corner. Threw it out of bounds. Turnover, Grizzly. Here's the 16, well, it's right on 16 minutes to go in the ball game. And the Grizzlies trail by six here at NEO, 45-39. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
45-39, the Grizzlies trail by 6 at NEO, and it'll be the 18th-ranked Norseman that plays the ball in the backcourt. Ranyo Abu brings it up to the high post. Go bang and get it down the low block. Left-hand shot off the board is good, and that... it's hard to handle Chris Mason. He's got a few pounds on Lionel and just worked into the block. 12 points for Mason off the bench. Bounce pass inside, bad pass. Stolen away by Mason. Back to NEO. All the way in, hanging the layup. Is that good? Foul to play. The basket counts. Fitzgerald, Seth Fitzgerald with his second bucket. The basket counts. Ryan Richardson with the foul, his first. Well, it's suddenly back out to a 10-point game, 49-39. Free throw is no good, and rebounded by Blaine Harris. Richardson up the right side, front court now. Javian Downey, cross court, down the left corner. Jake Page, catch and shoot for a three, no good. Lionel Kamwimba gets the rebound. Gets it outside to Ryan. Here's a three left wing. Sage, no good. Rebound, caught four. Ryan Richardson gets it. Goes up, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. We're really competing well on the glass. I'll say that for sure. Second foul on Chris Mason for NEO. Mason, 6'7", freshman from Tulsa. Down to the line, sophomore for the Grizzlies, Ryan Richardson. And the first of two here is no good. We're a 60% free throw shooting team, basically. If we could get that up to 70 or a little better, it would make a lot of difference. Next free throw, again, no good. Rebound to Mason. .49-39. Long three by Abu is good. Ranyo Abu just backed up and launched it, and he's got six. Now a 13-point game. In the front court, Downey in the corner. Jake Sage fakes the shot. Back it goes, Downey behind the back pass, nearly out of bounds. Now it's picked up by NEO. Here's an alley-oop, no good. Off the turnover, and the Grizzlies come away with it. 52-39. Blaine Harris out to Javian Downey to the middle of the court. On the right wing in the corner, Jake Sage wide open. Three is good. Timeout's going to be called by the Grizzlies. That gets it back to 10 with 14-15 to play in regulation. Jake Sage has nine. The Grizzlies trail 52-42, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
52-42 is the score with 14:15 to play in the ball game. I'm trying to remember or trying to think who did this NEO team with their size and general makeup remind me of. I tell you, they remind me of a lot is National Park College from Hot Springs, team we saw a couple times last year. They just beat us like a drum, and then they went on to win the national championship in Division II basketball. And that's a very big compliment. Back to play. NEO with the ball. Kim and James out front, left side. Gets a high screen right, drives to the baseline. Feeds it back outside. Mason's going to shoot the three, and it's no good. Rebound, Jake Sage for the Grizzlies. From left to right, JV and Downey. Ryan Richardson. Over on the right side. Back to Ryan, left corner. Blaine Harris. We move it from side to side. Javian gets the screen, dribbles down, kicks it back. Bad pass. Behind him, stolen. Dunk at the other end. DeMarion Van Kelly's got 14 points. Blaine Harris, deep right corner for a three. That's an air ball. 54-42. Jaden Roach will check in. Sean Glass will check in. Here's a three, no good. Jake Sage gets his second rebound. Grizzlies come back, try to get it back to 10 or 9. Down the key, left side, picks wide open for a three, and it's good. Jake Sage, he's got it dialed in now. He's made four threes tonight. 54-45, 9-point game. They're looking for the postman, Mason. They get him the basketball. He puts it on the deck, bumps into Lionel. Ball away shot is up and good. Boy, that kid's got some skill. Mason has 14. Off the bench, 56-45. Now ball stolen away. Two-on-one break. James, back the other way, up and around with the left hand good. DeMarion Van Kelly's got 16 points off the bench. 58-45, and we are in deep trouble getting blown out right here. 12:17 to go. We got to get a bucket. Here's a kick as they double team Jake Sage on the sideline. Sean Glass is back in for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey comes out. Lionel Kimwimba comes out. Jaden Roach comes in. Ryan Richardson dribbles to the right, and now NEO in the 2-3 zone. Ryan fakes the three on the right side. Now to the point, Sean Glass. Richardson at the right elbow, step back, shoots a two ball, no good. Rebound long to the far corner, chased down by Ronyo Abu. Up the floor it comes. So kick it back out on the left wing. Up and shot for a three is no good. And the rebound to Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Up the right side. Drive in by Jake Sage. Back outside. Sean Glass. He's got a three look, and it's good. Sean Glass. We have made five field goals in this half. Four of them have been threes. 58-47. Make that 58-48. Here's a drive down the key, and a little floater is up and good by Abu. Ronyo Abu now has eight. 60-48. Ryan Richardson on the right side. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Feeds it behind him. Sean Glass got another three look, and it's no good. Rebound to the far side. And Abu has it. Jane now back over on the left side. Abu has it. Picked up by Ryan Richardson. Crossover dribble. Puts it on the deck. Puts up a runner and good. I'm seeing why Coach Bay said this may be the best team we play all year. Down the key, Richardson. Double team, cut off, back outside, Sean Glass. Dribbles in. Fadeaway jumper from 14, no good. Rebound picked up by the Grizzlies. Pump fake inside, no good by Blaine Harris, but he got fouled on the play. Third foul on Chris Mason. And we'll get subs. Jonathan White, Urji Hanami, Riley Whitaker all coming in. Media timeout, 10:20 to play in the second half with the score. NEO 62 and MSU West Plains 48 back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
10 minutes, 20 seconds left. Second half from Northeast Oklahoma A&M, where the Norsemen lead the Grizzlies by 14, 62-48. NEO was in the top 25 last week at 14. They dropped back to 18 after the loss to Butler County. Now the free throw shooter is Blaine Harris, 2 out of 3 today. First try here, good. .62-49 could be a 12-point game if Blaine can knock this one in. And he does. Riley Whitaker will come in for Blaine Harris. Front court, NEO with it. Kick it to the right corner. Deep three by Obu. Rims off. No good. Long rebound. Fitzgerald has it on the left side. Gets to the middle. Foul away shot from 10 feet is good. He shot it over Sean's left. Fitzgerald's got 6. 64-50. He didn't get the start tonight. Normally does. Jimmy James didn't play in their last game, so he took his spot in the starting lineup. Urji Hanami on the right side. Man-to-man defense. Urji crosses over, gets in the lane, pulls up, shoots from 12. That's an air ball. It may have been partially blocked. And taken away by Hammer. And that should, oh boy, that was close to a backcourt violation. Down in the left corner. Catch and shoot for a 3. No good. And out of bounds. And I am here to tell you, Fitzgerald went over the back, I think, of Sean Glass. And the official standing there looking at it said, no, Grizzly ball, though. Sean Glass. We need to make some threes, that's for sure. Down by 14, 64-50. Jonathan White, right elbow, fall away jump shot. Won't go. Rebounded by Fitzgerald. Long pass up, stolen. Sean Glass came away with it. And now ball knocked away, still loose on the deck, and it's saved by NEO. Alley-oop to Hammer in the middle. Post up inside, up and under, layup is good. They have turned the Grizzlies over now 19 times. Here's a shot for a 3. No good. Rebound. Jaden Roach gets it, goes up inside, misses, gets it, goes up again, whistle, and we'll get a foul on the play against NEO. Jimmy James gets his third foul. Brian Richardson checking back in for the Grizzlies for Urji Hanami. In the game now, first time, Kenye Kosta, a 6'8 freshman from Brussels, Belgium for NEO. They've got a never-ending supply of these 6'7", 6'8 kids on the bench. Left corner wide open. Riley Whitaker shoots a 3. It's no good. And the ball is tipped high in the air and picked up by Abu. 8:20 to play. 66-50. Abu to the left corner. Catch and shoot for Fitzgerald for three. In and out. Rebound by Javian Downey for the Grizzlies. Javian up the left sideline. All the way down. Kicks it far left corner. Jonathan White passes up the three. Shoots a little floater on the baseline. No good. And saved away by NEO. High screen to the right side. Now down the left side of the key. Right hand runner is no good. Tip back and Hammer dunks it. This is only the sixth game. I don't know how. I've seen some of the other teams we're going to play, along with the teams we already have, of course. This team is awfully good. Downey back outside to the right corner. Jonathan White back to the point. Javian fakes the shot, drives all the way. Right hand scoop off the board is good. Javian Downey's got 13 tonight. 68-52. 7:08 to play. Buddy Hammer at the free throw line. Left elbow. He'll shoot a little fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker. Javian Downey now. 7 minutes to go. Jonathan White drives to the baseline. Back out to the point. Javian Downey. 6:46 to play. Ryan Richardson. Left side to the point to Javian Downey. 12 on the shot clock. Down by 16. Double team. Back over it goes to Riley Whitaker. 5 on the shot clock. Going to have to force one. Free throw line jump shot. Riley spins off. No good. Rebounded by the Norseman, Kenya Costa. Costa make that Hammer, gets it in the middle. Leans in, spins, turns, spins, back outside on the wing for three. No good. Rebound high in the air for it. Javian Downey. Downey drives through, had it slapped away from behind and stole it. Feet up ahead, Hammer with a dunk. Right now we're looking like a really, really tired basketball team. 5:58 to go in the second half. And the more tired we get, the bigger this lead gets. 70-52. Norseman with the lead. We're back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Celebrity Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. Riley Whitaker, Javian Downey, Ryan Richardson, Lionel Kimwimba, and Jake Sage are the five right now. Northeast has put Baron Duda, the 6'4 freshman from Webb City, in their lineup. Even their little guys are big. Jake Sage on the left point. He's guarded by Duda. Riley Whitaker will hand it back to Ryan Richardson. Zone being played by NEO. They switch off. Match up. Down the key. Bounce pass underneath. And Lionel Kimwimba goes up for the shot. Tried to dunk it, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Kenya Acosta will pick up his first foul. And Lionel Kimwimba at the free throw line looking for his first point of the ball game. 70-52. Free throw try here. Good. Would not be a big surprise to see this NEO team in Hutchinson, Kansas in March. Here's the next one. No good, but a line violation, a lane violation call against NEO. just in the game, Chara Yealy, a 6'10 freshman. Lionel Kumwimba tries again, and the free throw is good. 70-54. With about 10 or 11 minutes to go in the game, it really looked like that we were running out of gas. There's a foul call inside. We've got Riley Whitaker matched up against a 6'10 postman. Riley is not 6'10. Here's the inbound play. He has it, turns to the middle, leans in, shoots off the board, no good. Rebound. Lionel Kumwimba comes away with it. Picked up now across the floor. Ryan Richardson. Grizzlies down 16. 5:12 to play. Left corner, Javian Downey beats his man on the drive. Lays it up, no good. And there's a putback good by Lionel Kumwimba. 70-56. NEO, right side, they're not in any hurry. They've got a 14-point lead. Bounce pass to the high post. Pass it to the low block, posting up inside. Tossed it, knocked away by Riley Whitaker, picked up by Javian Downey. Turnover the third of the half, 10th of the game on NEO. Front court, right side to the point. Jake saves, dribbles over. Riley Whitaker, back to Jake. Jake drives the key, stops. Gets it outside, Ryan Richardson. He'll pop out. Now dribble across. Pull up. Three ball off the front. That's an air ball from the right wing by Ryan. Out of bounds. And you know when you hear that buzzer after you shoot an air ball, usually it's for you, right? Well, not in this case. Javian comes out for Sean Glass. 4:12 to go. 70-56. NEO led at the half by 7. That lead has grown to 14. Down the key, right-hand runner, Lloyd, shot no good. Tipped up and in by Costa. 72-56. Richardson, right side, Jake Sage. Richardson. Drives free throw line, left side. Riley Whitaker is going to shoot a three from over there. No good. I don't think Riley's made one tonight. He has not. And the rebound to NEO. 72-56. We're playing out the string here with 3.5 to go. Duda at the left point. Curls over the top. Down the key. Wraparound bounce pass underneath. And Costa lays it up and in. Nice team basketball there. Duda with a nice wraparound pass. 72-56. 3:10 to play. Richardson drives, kicks it outside, way out to the point. Jake Sage, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Out to Richardson in the corner. Sean's going to shoot the three from the left side. Good. Sean Glass. He has 11. 74-59. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. Left side, quick shot for a three. That's an air ball. That'll go out of bounds. By Duda, Blaine Harris, Jareel Tomlinson, and who else came in? Jalen Heisen, all in for the Grizzlies for the last 2:40. Timeout with 2:40 to go, final media timeout, and probably our final timeout of the night. 74-59, NEO leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We've got 2:40 to go. The Grizzlies with Blaine Harris, Sean Glass, Jalen Heisen, Sherrill Tomlinson, and Jake Sage. Down the key. Turnaround fadeaway shot is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Lloyd for NEO with 2:20 to play. 74-59. Norseman with the lead. They came into the Civic Center last year and beat us by 19 points. And I said at the time, that's one of the best teams I've seen all year. They were the second best team I think I saw come through the Civic Center last season. Best team was National Park. Sean Glass, right side, right corner. Dick Sage, catch and shoot for a three, and it wedges between the rim and the backboard. So in the ball game now for the Norsemen. They'll sub in Jervai Gorey. In the backcourt, Gorey has it on the dribble. Spins back to the middle. And they get it over with 1 second to spare on the 10-second count. Left corner wide open. Duda with a three ball off the back iron. Rebound. It's going to be over the back and taken by NEO. Golly, I guess they don't call that anymore. Here's a ball slapped away, loose on the deck, tie up, jump ball, Grizzly ball. That over the back call used to be an automatic call for the most part. Not this year so far. And whatever happened to the flop? Never see that called anymore, do you? Sean Glass, three for the Grizzlies. On the right wing, no good. Long rebound comes out. Gorey has it. He's going to try to outrun everybody to the other end. And he goes up, aims and shoots and scores. Back the other way quickly. Jarrell Tomlinson takes it to the basket and lays it in. Now a near steal in the backcourt is stolen. Jalen Heisen comes away with it. Blaine Harris, far right corner. Jonathan White with a three, and it's good. Full court pressure, and now the ball lost out of bounds. That's going to be off of NEO. Boy, they've come apart here. It's a 12-point game, but just 44 seconds to go. As they cleared the bench out, Grizzlies made up a little ground here. We could make it 10 or 9 here. Jonathan White down the key all the way. Left-hand runner, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul will be against Kenya Costa. His second foul. Ethan Smith is going to check in for the Grizzlies. Free throw for Jonathan, no good. Now the Grizzlies have three of our new big guys out there with Ethan Smith, Jarrell Tomlinson, and Jalen Heisen. Next free throw by Jonathan is good. Pressure backcourt, 76-65 over the timeline. Lob pass knocked away and stolen. Ethan Smith has it. Ethan dribbles it up, knocked away behind, stolen back. Now they'll feed it up ahead. They've got a three-on-one break. Ball was fumbled away. And now it's picked up by the Grizzlies. Heisen has it front court. Back to Sean Glass. 14 seconds to go. Jalen Heisen back to the point. Shoot that three ball. Sean, he does. And it's good. Sean Glass has made four threes tonight. 76-68 in the back court. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that's going to be the ball game. And the final score in this game is going to be NEO 76 and the Grizzlies 68. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Post game coming up in our player of the game, Don Auto Service, coming up next in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn. Here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jared Fay is here with us on our post game. Let's talk to him a little bit about this one. The final score is 76-68. I thought at times we played pretty good tonight, and other times we didn't play very good.
Yeah, no, that's well said. The things I'm happy with is I felt like our effort was really good. And, you know, they're a team that's going to force some turnovers. We just had too many unforced turnovers. And at the same time, you know, had some open looks, some lay-ins that we missed. But overall, I felt like really kind of saw our team coming together a little bit tonight, which is what we want to see.
Their length is a problem. But I thought our guys did a pretty good job, especially in the first half, of getting the ball to the basket, though.
Yeah, they did. And, again, you know, you know coming into this game at their place, you're probably going to have more turnovers than, you know, what you have had. It's just the ones where they probably wore us down a little bit mentally and they were unforced turnovers. But, yeah, again, we saw some really good things. I thought Javian played really well, picked up his second foul in the first half, which took him out of rhythm a little bit. And you saw some of the freshmen kind of show these glimpses of who they can be. And we got work to do, but overall pretty happy with tonight.
You've got to be able to shoot the three in this game the way it's played today. And we're starting to see from the people you probably expect to shoot the ball well. Sean Glass, Jake Sage, Blaine Harris is one of those kind of guys. And we got other guys who can shoot the three. But tonight we did make some threes, and Sean had made 4 in the second half and had 14 points. We've got to have three-point shooting, don't we?
Yeah, no doubt, you know, especially with their length, like you said, and they were trapping and a lot of things. We were trying to kind of get behind the zone a little bit, get some good looks, and thought we did. So, again, there's a lot to build on from this game. This is a, you know, really good team, tough place to play. You got to yell just to hear the person standing next to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Great environment. That's why we scheduled this, and hopefully we can kind of leapfrog from this and be better.
Well, you told me before the game started you thought they may be the best team we play this year. That they've got all the components, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They shoot it. They can drive it. Really athletic. They got bigs coming in off the bench they can kind of just keep coming at you with. So, I think, I don't know, with their 14th or whatever they were ranked in the country, I think they're probably even a little higher than that. I think that the preseason poll didn't do them justice. But, you know, our league's tough, and that's why we played this game here.
Well, after this, no games the rest of the week. We'll play at home next Tuesday against Arkansas and Newport at the Civic Center. And so the Aviators, I think, came in last year, as a matter of fact. So we've got some several home games coming up, including one matchup with Southeast Iowa, and that'll be a great ball game.
Yeah, we got five straight home games, so it feels like we've been on the road forever, but we're excited to get back home and get the crowd there.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies here in our postgame, and our Don's Auto Service player of the game for tonight will be Sean Glass. He finished tonight with 14 points. Some very good shooting in the second half. And co-player of the game, I'll give that J.B. and Downey. He had 13. With 12 points in the ball game tonight, Jake Sage, very good outside shooting. Grizzlies got 6 points from Erji Hanami. Lionel Kimwemba had 4. Brian Richardson with 5. Jaden Roach had 2. Blaine Harris had 6. Jonathan White, 4 off the bench. Leading scorer for NEO, as expected, off their bench with 16 points, Damarian Van Kelly. The Grizzlies, as Coach Fay was alluding to a moment ago, certainly did hurt themselves with turnovers. And for the ball game, the Grizzlies threw the ball away 23 times. You compare that to the number for NEO. They had 11. Always like to make the comparison. So the turnover differential, 23 to 11. So 12 more times NEO had a chance to score the basketball than the Grizzlies did, and we end up losing the game by 8. So those turnovers sure hurt. Free throw shooting didn't help tonight either. 12 out of 22 from the line. So the Grizzlies are off until next Tuesday. We'll be at home against the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport. That game is 7 o'clock next Tuesday night at the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzlies fall to 2-4, though, here tonight against a really good Northeast Oklahoma team. The final score is 76-68. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Miami, Oklahoma.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, First Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.